This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Fire on the Earth. Our Holy Father has said the Church is missionary by her very nature. The Church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the Church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're in day four this week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Well, it's been my great delight to have Mary Hagar with us here in the program this week. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program, Mary's been with us since Monday and sharing with us each day elements of her own personal story, but also the story of the transformation of her parish. And it's very exciting stuff. If you didn't have a chance to hear the program, you can go to our website at renewalministries.net. We archive the programs there. You can listen to them on your computer or just download them onto your iPod and listen to them at your leisure. Yesterday, we ended the program. Mary was talking about the transformation in her parish, what happened as they learned, really, the Holy Spirit helped them through different people to proclaim the gospel in a new way, in a fresh way in their parish to help people come into an encounter with the living Jesus Christ, which brought about an amazing transformation, hundreds and hundreds of conversions and people engaging the life and the ministry of the Church in a much deeper level. And I've asked Mary to return today to share with us how the life that began to emerge in their parish expanded to parishes all around the area. Welcome back, Mary.
Oh, thank you much. Happy to be back.
Yeah, God bless you. And
thank you.
Some of our listeners might be tuning in really for the first time and catching the program. Why don't you tell us a little bit of where the parish is located, a little bit about your background, a little bit about core ministries before we start talking about.
We're kind of out in central Minnesota. One of the churches that I've been talking about is St. Timothy's in Maple Lake, Minnesota. My experience there is now almost 30 years long, beginning with teaching in their Catholic school there, becoming a youth minister, becoming a DRE, and now I'm the director of evangelization and faith formation in that church along with other churches.
And part of that story that Mary shared with us was how even though she had been a catechist for many years and did a good job catechizing people, that she didn't see the life transformation that really is part of the Catholic life, is part of the gospel that we just don't see, and that she realized that much of the work that was done in the parish, done earnestly and hard work, was focused on not conversion, but on catechesis and teaching. And the assumption was that everybody who came was already converted. They already knew the Lord. And we often scratch our heads and say, well, gee, you know, how come people when they come through the courses, they go through training in the sacraments, by the time they receive confirmation, the time when everyone's meant to fully enter into the life of the parish, you're a full member of the parish and all this, instead of it being a doorway into full participation in life and the mission of the church, for many people, they never come back to the church until they get married or something. Then they look for the church to at least have a beautiful place so they can have a beautiful wedding. You know? And you scratch your head and people say, well, why does that happen? Why is there so much indifference? And really, your story tells the story of what the indifference is about and how to transform that situation. And it's transforming it by bringing people into contact with the living Jesus Christ.
Exactly. And I was having so many experiences through all of these years of people, very disheartened, wonderful moms and dads, wonderful grandmas and grandpas, who would come to me and say, Mary, my kids have all left the church. I don't understand it. We would complete a confirmation program, all the content very well done, and not see those young people again. In fact, they would write in their evaluations that they were being confirmed for reasons such as, my dad said I won't get to have the car for 6 months if I don't receive this sacrament. We simply weren't connecting the living God in the ritualistic and sacramental life of the church. It was not happening.
Yeah. And I think that's a common experience with men, not all by any means, but with many parishes. I think people struggle with that same question. And how do you help people come alive? And I think one of the things that's not been a part of our culture as Catholic people is the realization of helping people come to an adult decision to really surrender your life to Christ. And that acknowledges the lordship of Jesus. You talked about how having come to the evangelization school,
yes,
that
indeed
was kind of a key turning point for you, realizing, wait a minute, Acts 2, the basic gospel message is something we're assuming everyone already has. And listen to Peter say, Christ, you know Jesus died in the fall. We're here to tell you that God raised him from the dead and he's living and he's alive right now. And he's calling all of us everywhere to come to acknowledge his lordship over the human race. And that means to be honest about where our hearts are and where our lives are and what we're doing with our time, our talent, our treasure, and come to terms with that and make a decision one way or another in relationship to that. Because he's saying, I'm the Lord and I'm calling you to be my disciple. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I want to give you a kingdom, but you have to come in. You got to jump in the deep end. You got to come all the way in. You got to really want it in your heart to seek first the kingdom. And that whole encounter and awareness of who Christ is and his call doesn't happen in the lives of a lot of people who are baptized.
Well, absolutely. That was the case in my own life, too. Of the theology of Jesus is Lord is quite different indeed than Jesus is my Lord.
Yeah.
And that's where we had to create environments to get
that's
people to.
That's the key, isn't it?
It's he's my Lord. And yeah. Everything then in their whole heart and life radically changes.
Yeah. And we examine our lives in light of his lordship. It gets brought down to me personally. That happened in your parish and so many conversions, but then the Lord took you far beyond your parish. What happened next?
Well, whenever things change like that in a church, people start to pay attention, certainly. And the local surrounding churches, the local diocese, started to pay attention. And in fact, one of the bishops of our diocese came on out to kind of check us out. And he said, I just need you all to know that you guys are a lighthouse in the western horizon of the diocese. We are so pleased by the things we're seeing. Please continue. Please offer help. And we want you to join our chancery evangelization core team as well.
And then you start getting calls from local priests and other kinds of folks who called and said, hey, could you come and help us? And you started doing that. And you developed core ministries?
Yeah, we developed a ministry called Catholic Outreach Resources and Evangelization to sort of feed the need. We knew we couldn't do this alone, and we gathered a whole group of like-minded people who had had the conversion experience and could tell the story, 60 now, to be a part of core ministries and then to help us to take this message everywhere that we were invited to. It would be a teacher in services, leader training, ministry in services, missions, and in every possible arena to just talk about that it's true. If you say that Jesus is my Lord, your heart changes forever.
Yeah, and I was thinking of is it Paul who says, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. And I mean, obviously anybody can say the word Jesus is Lord, but nobody can really say from the depths of their heart, the depths of their being, I know Jesus Christ as the Lord of my life. I know his power. I know his mercy. I know his forgiveness. I'm in a living relationship with the Lord Jesus. He's my master. He's my Lord. To make that kind of honest confession can only happen by the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, who makes it possible for us to see our hearts in relationship to Jesus as the Lord and to be able to repent, to turn away, and to give our lives to him in a conscious and personal way.
Absolutely true.
And that's really what you're... I mean, it's not great, some great genius and great new teaching that you're bringing. So how many parishes now are you working with?
We have mentored 18 to 20, depending on the time of year, helping them to put conversion environments into the life of their church. We've mentored them in starting the Alpha Course, if that's the tool that they have chosen, or any other arena.
And your basic discernment about whether the tool is the right tool or not, I imagine it's connected to, well, does it help bring people to conversion in the sense of to a basic decision?
Exactly. We just looked for a couple of basic things. Is it simple to implement? There's only so many hours in a day. Is it simple to implement? Does it teach the basic core of the gospel without going afield? Does it do so in a non-threatening way? And, of course, does it have the approval of the church? And then, ultimately, does it fulfill our goal of people's lives being changed by nothing other than the environment we set up and offering the invitation to pray over and
those
over?
Those are the two key things, aren't they? It's an environment of faith, of expectant faith, that acknowledges the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, and invitation. I think that's the piece that's often missing. in different parishes. And when you read through Peter's preaching on the Acts of the Apostles, he testifies to the reality in that environment that he just came out of the upper room. He testifies to the fact and the truth upon what Christianity is based, which is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the reality of his ascension and lordship, and the outpouring of his Spirit. But then Peter makes the sale, if you will. Peter gives the invitation. He doesn't just say, here's the facts. He then said, now it's time to make a decision. It's time to pay attention. This, what God has done, really demands a response of some kind, one way or the other.
We've certainly found that in every arena, if we ask people to close their eyes and just say, if you like this prayer, you know, please give your whole heart to it. If you don't like it, just let it go by. But it's been our experience that if people close their eyes and you just say the simplest of prayers and they repeat that prayer in silence, very rarely is there someone who doesn't end up saying at least a part of it.
Isn't it amazing, too, and the reality of the confessing with our lips, you know,
exactly.
That we confess out loud.
Say it out loud.
Yes, say it out loud, the reality of Jesus' lordship over my life and being able to come and to give him what belongs to him, you know, in a certain way. Instead of, a lot of people take the approach is, okay, I'm going to have religion as a part of my life. I'm going to have as a little part of the kind of the overall picture of my life. And I determine how much religion, I determine what it's going to look like. I determine just about anything. I mean, the whole thing. But that's radically inconsistent with the call of the gospel, isn't it? I mean, at the root is Jesus saying, I'm Lord. That means it all belongs to me. You belong to me. In fact, you don't have a future without me. And I want to give you a future. But what it means is putting me at the center of your life. Not a part of me, not paying some dues, showing up to church a half a dozen times a year, just going to confession once a year. It's the whole enchilada. It's your heart. Do you want him? Do you want to be his disciple? Do you want to love him and receive the kingdom, or don't you?
Exactly. And the Holy Spirit allows that heart exchange to happen. And we've just seen myriads of people having that experience with written testimonies now around 1,000 and video testimonies. We have dozens and dozens over what is now a 9-year period.
And these are real conversions of people at a major level. I remember seeing some of the videos, and as you showed them to me, I just wept watching, just listening to the degree of transformation that happened. Very broken people, or people who had tremendous anger toward the church or toward God, and they hated God or whatever. They didn't want anything to do with God anymore because they're
exactly.
Like, and how the gospel proclaimed the love of God in Christ Jesus was presented to them in a way that they could hear it, that they could understand it, and they were invited to receive it into their hearts, to receive the mercy of God and the love of God, and it absolutely transformed them. And well, Mary, it's been such a delight to be able to talk with you, and I thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. It is a quote of someone that it is unthinkable not to give witness to what the Spirit has done. Thank you for that opportunity.
Yeah. You know who said that?
No,
Pope
I don't.
Paul VI.
Oh, wow. Well,
he said it's,
even better.
Yeah. It's unthinkable that someone who has met the Lord wouldn't share him with another person because of that, the beauty and the power, that love that we've encountered. So if you'd like to know more about this program, you can go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can also find out more about Core Ministries by simply Googling Core Ministries. But until tomorrow, this is Peter Herbeck and Mary Hagar saying, let's open our hearts to all that God has in store for us. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Use Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.